This is Hound Pound Sports Talk alongside Sam Wiederhoff and Brady Klein. I'm your host, Jack Kaiser. We have the latest in Greyhound football, and right now we have the latest with Britt Beery. Thanks for joining us, Britt.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And Britt, you're a defensive end on this team. You're starting as a junior, and you seem to have gotten better as the season's gone on. You're 6'6", extremely athletic, and you have a great presence at that defensive end position. And congratulations are in order because IU saw your ability and recently awarded you with a scholarship offer as a junior. What was your reaction when you received that scholarship so early?
Well, I was really excited to be at IU, and all the coaches were really incredible. Coach Wilson and all the coaches just were very welcoming, and I really appreciated their hospitality at IU.
The defense against Fishers did not allow a single point. Their only points was Jeremy Chin, run back for 6. But how do you think the defense has really improved all year? We asked this to Jake Leach, but Coach Hebert has been quoted to say this Carmel team has allowed more points than any other Carmel team in the past 10 years. So how has this Carmel team improved since week one?
Well, we've been doing a lot of drills that we normally do all the time, and I feel like everybody's just leaning on each other for help, and we really rely on our teammates during the game, and we know that we got their back and they got ours, and we've just been playing well as a team and working hard to make it back to state.
Now, we know that you're a dual-sport athlete as well, a very good basketball player. What's it like handling, especially this late in the season, football still going on and basketball starting in the next couple weeks or so? How are you able to handle both of the sports going on at the same time?
Well, it is hard, and I think the coaches both do a really good job of communicating that between us, the players, and them. And I just feel like Coach Hedy and Coach Hebert are doing a great job with that, and of course, I'm still focused on football, and when that season is over, well, the transition will be pretty hard, but we've been doing it for a while, so I should be fine with that.
Speaking of being a dual-sport athlete, you play basketball, just like Brady said, and which do you like to play more? Both are great sports, but which do you love more?
I like whatever's in season. I tend to focus on the sport that I'm usually playing, so whatever's in season is what I'm focused on.
So you'd say it's about even, 50-50?
About, yeah.
All right, focusing toward Homestead this week, what kind of threats do they have on offense? What are you looking for from a defensive line standpoint from their offense?
Well, they do have some big tackles. One of their tackles is 6'4", 300 pounds, which is nothing we really haven't seen, but they're still big nonetheless. And then they have a really good wide receiver in Skronek, and he's going to Northwestern, as many people know, and we just need to keep our eye on him as well as our quarterback as well.
Now, I ask this question all the time, almost every single show. You are the starting defensive end. You're going against a lot of the JV guys and the scout team guys. Who are some scout team players for the Greyhounds that have really stood out to you this season?
So we moved the freshmen up, too, as well, and they are just working as hard as ever, and they're just giving everybody a great look. Jordan Walker is playing scout team quarterback, and he's doing a really good job on reads and everything like that, and pretty much the entire JV offensive line has just given us great looks for the entire year and really gotten us better.
We just talked to Jake Leach, a safety, about the performance last week against Fishers and a great defensive performance holding them scoreless. But I'd like to hear a defensive lineman's perspective. How were you able to hold a great Tiger rushing attack scoreless in that game?
Well, we just did our assignment, really. We just played physical up front, tried to get as much push back as we could, and we all just were on the same page on the front line. We tried to get them back into the backfield as far as possible so we could close those running lanes, and that was important for the running game to be able to be stopped. And just keeping him contained, Chin, and all the running backs at Fishers was very important for us.
How do you think the senior leadership of linebackers like Noah Burks and Cameron Hunt and Jake Leach and Alex Higgins, all those guys on the defensive back, how do you think that leadership has kind of prepared you to take that role next year?
It's been great. I mean, I've looked up to leaders on this team for so long now, and it's just a good model to look after. Like guys like Noah Burks, like you said, and Alex Akins, and all those guys have a really good work ethic, and they work day in, day out really, really hard. So it's really good to watch these guys and play with them.
Now, you've been a starter on this Greyhound team for 2 years, a little, quote-unquote, less experience than some of the other guys. Obviously, you have a lot of experience, but what has been your favorite moment being a starter for this Greyhound team over the last 2 years?
Well, my favorite moment so far, and hopefully there's a lot more to come, but my favorite moment was playing in the state championship last year as a sophomore. It was really cool. The environment was crazy. A lot of Greyhounds were there supporting us, and I'm going to make sure we can get back there as soon as possible.
Now, talking about the state championship, that's in a few weeks, but we still have Homestead. How are you and other players trying to stay focused on this opponent? These guys have lost three games, but they've played a lot of teams up north. So how are you staying focused on this opponent that doesn't really have the same competition as the MIC?
Well, that's one thing that we've talked about as a team, and our motto pretty much this offseason is, or postseason, is one more week, and that's what we're striving for. One more week, leave the past behind, and focus on who's next.
And you previously mentioned last year playing in the state championship as a sophomore and unfortunately losing that game. This team certainly has the capability to win a state championship this year. Why do you think this team is different or special this season rather than last?
Both teams have just been amazing. But I think this year we have a lot more strive to get back to the state because these seniors have been through two losses in the state championships and some juniors as well. We just want to get back there and play as hard as we can for every week that we have left. And that just pushes us to work harder and get better every single day.
Now, we asked Jake Leach this question as well. The bus ride going up to Homestead is an hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours. How are you guys going to cope with that long ride?
It's a long ride. We've done it before. Like when we played at Cincinnati against LaSalle, that was a very long bus ride, but we just kind of relax, you know, keep our minds right. And then once we start getting closer to game time and where we're going to be, we start focusing in and really getting locked into the game.
And we ask this question to players every single week, but on that bus ride or in the locker room, what are you listening to try and stay dialed in, get focused for the game? What's on that pregame playlist, man?
I listen to a lot of stuff. I listen to a lot of classic rock and some rap here and there, but I like a lot of Led Zeppelin and songs like that.
Now, we've heard a variety of answers. Michael Victrop actually listens to classical music, which is sort of surprising. We've heard hip-hop and rap from Jake Leach, a bunch of variety of music, but focusing on the field aspect of football, the important stuff, unlike Sam's question there, Homestead has a grass field, and that can affect the game drastically for the offense. Do you think that plays to the advantage of the defense being a grass field?
Well, they actually just resurfaced their field. It's turf now, so...
Brady, you were wrong. You were wrong.
They had it as grass last year. They went to turf this year, apparently.
So Carroll is turf.
Carroll's grass as well.
So apparently that...
They went to turf last year this offseason.
That nullifies our entire discussion with Jake and the question I just asked for Britt. So I guess it won't really affect the offense at all. It'll actually help them a little bit.
Change your question to the cold.
How will the cold affect this game and possibly the rain?
Well, rain and cold are never a good mix playing football, but I just think it's the tougher team that will win. And we've been put in terrible situations like last year in the Fishers game. Who knew that blizzard was going to come, but we just fought through it.
And I mentioned how the grass could potentially be an advantage for the defense. Do you think the cold and the rain is an advantage for the defense?
Yeah, a slippery ball is one that's pretty hard to hold on to. So we'll have to rip the ball out and try and force a lot of turnovers.
And what's been your favorite atmosphere to play in this whole year? We've played in University of Cincinnati Stadium. We've played a lot of places this year. What's been your favorite this year?
Probably playing at Cincinnati. That was incredible. All the team was really excited to play, and it was really a good atmosphere to play in. There was a lot of fans. Cincinnati LaSalle had a ton of fans there, and Carmel did as well, so it was really cool to play in.
All right, Britt, thank you so much for joining us here on Hound Pound Sports Talk. A nice discussion with him and Jake Leach earlier. We're going to take a quick break. We'll recap those interviews when we come back. Britt, good luck this weekend. Hopefully the Carmel Greyhounds can get a win. You're listening to Hound Pound Sports Talk.